T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
We know that many of you are waking up and getting your morning started, and you might be curious what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. And we have done the work. We've figured out what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mail Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Slash has confirmed that Guns N' Roses is planning to launch a U.S. tour in 2026, which will be their first stateside show since 2023. Did you go to that? You went to that, didn't you? 2023, did you go to GNR?
No, I missed that show, but I heard it was freaking awesome.
It was really great.
And the last time I saw them, they were at the Gorge, and it was with Royal Blood.
And Aaron Jones opened up.
Yes.
That's right.
And honestly, like, I know, like, I've been critical of Axl Rose's voice before, but I truly do believe that if you're in the venue and you're around other people singing along the GNR songs like we all do, his voice isn't that noticeably bad.
We just drown him out.
It's the problem is that when you watch these videos where they kind of like highlight him and they just kind of like separate it, you're just like, oh, I don't think we need to hear that version.
Well, Slash is also saying that the band has been working on a bunch of material. They have so much material that they have a new album planned, and that will be the first follow-up to Chinese Democracy, and that came out in 2008, Steve. So it's been a minute. There is one venue that they're saying GNR will not play, and that is the Sphere. Slash is saying that
they don't want him there.
They say that it's not rock and roll friendly.
Huh.
And they say that because it has such a heavy focus on the visuals, it overshadows the band's live experience, which I'm like.
I tell it to a lot of the rock, Tool and Pink Floyd. There's a lot of bands that do like using visuals.
And I feel like overshadowing, you know, I think it's kind of cool in that situation. You know what I mean? It's like a once in a lifetime kind of concert experience for people.
Plus, it might make people forget about this.
You know where you are!
I keep hearing rumors that I know No Doubt's going to be at the Sphere.
Oh, yeah.
And you're excited about that, clearly, based on your voice. But I also am now hearing that Metallica might be making an announcement sometime in the near future.
That'd be rad.
These are rumors. I don't know if it's true or not, so don't quote me. But I heard that Metallica might be another band that is considering doing the Sphere, which I would absolutely go see that.
100%.
Yeah.
That would be worth a field trip, for sure.
I also think Guns N' Roses would be awesome in the Sphere.
I mean, especially with these bands that have such like long-standing history and they've got great archives, that's the type of group that you want to see in that space.
Yeah, and I remember even when I saw them, like their lighting and their like the visual. They did have, it's not like they just were up there bare bones. Like they had a cool lighting and visual setup.
So. Oh, yeah.
And maybe it's just not Slash's cup of tea. But I am curious to see if they do put out a new record, what it would sound like.
What's the vocal going to sound like that?
We have artificial intelligence. We can fix it. We can make Axl sound like he's young all over again.
Ooh.
Would you be against that?
No.
So yesterday in the world of football, I didn't watch a ton of football. I did watch the San Francisco 49ers lose. That was pretty awesome to see. But the Broncos beat down the Cowboys yesterday, 44-24, making our friend Danny V very happy because he hates the Cowboys. But I think the highlight of the game was not so much about the play on the field, but the play-by-play courtesy of Jim Nantz and Tony Romo. If you missed it, this is going viral, and understandably so.
It's a handoff up the middle, in the pile, and the push, and the push, and the push, and it's a touchdown.
touchdown.
I don't think it's a touchdown.
Oh, hold on.
I heard the whistle.
You did.
Right when it was close to getting into the pushy tushy.
What did you say again?
Getting into the pushy tushy.
A pushy tushy.
Pushy tushy.
I don't think they should do that on Ted versus the FCC.
No.
I think we could quite possibly could say something
into
else.
The pushy tushy.
Pushy tushy.
I'm stressing now. Just
Tyron, say that three times fast.
Pushy tushy, pushy tushy, pushy tushy.
Wow.
Wow.
Anyways, go Broncos, I guess, huh?
There's an ex-Avis budget employee from Syracuse, New York, who allegedly stole 47 vehicles from the car rental job and then used them to start their own rental car business. So this is the chief, Justin Baum, talking about the man accused of doing this.
There was no point at any point that we covered in our investigation that there was any attempt by this employee to bring the vehicles back. I know that he did have some insider knowledge that others wouldn't have had that kind of made it a little bit easier than it would have been for a normal person to steal these cars. He was renting them out and then they were continuously being used.
Okay, I gotta quickly say, this guy, I mean, he of course, not breaking the law, but this is insane how much balls this guy has.
Oh,
he's stealing cars and then renting them out? Crazy.
Until they were put in the law enforcement system and then stopped by a police officer or a law enforcement agency to get them.
I'm so curious how long he was able to pull this off for. Like, I mean, was this 3 days, 3 months?
And who's the person to make him accountable? Like, yeah, you could be mad at that guy, but who in your company didn't say, hey, guys, I'm pretty sure these cars are being rented and they're not being rented here anymore?
Yeah. So bizarre.
Real quick, because I got a couple of text messages about it, and it's trending in our world. A big shout out, love, and congratulations to our friend Sarah,
yay,
who brought in a baby boy. And that's very exciting news. And shout out to BJ Shea as well.
He's a grandpa.
He's a grandpa. And also shout out to him for breaking the news on social media before his daughter wanted him to.
Wait, didn't he do something like that to you?
Yes, he announced that I was having a child before. So it's on brand. That's just kind of what BJ does.
Breaking news.
But very exciting. Healthy baby boy. And all of us are sending nothing but love and just great vibes to the family.
So exciting.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy to watch that on social media. And also poor George.
Oh, my God. He's going to have his hands full. Diaper time, baby.
Hands full for many reasons.
The Daily Mix Show.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.